I'm fueled up.
But we're talking about football today.
Oh, yeah. You know, a little football talk, eh?
Yeah.
you know what's going on. Yeah, all right. What were your biggest surprises from week two?
Okay.
And what were your biggest, like, okay, I kind of knew that was going to happen?
There are a lot of upsets this
week. For real, yeah.
One that really caught my eye, though, Panthers week one beat the Cowboys at home. Kind of had a handle over the Cowboys.
They had a good start to the season.
They did. But they go into Atlanta, and Matt Ryan has a stellar game against Carolina after coming off the loss to Philly, which you can make the case that Atlanta should have won.
They should have won. Nick Foles in. I know Nick Foles Super Bowl MVP, but
right.
He's still not Matt Ryan caliber.
Right. But the Falcons made up for it, beating the Carolina Panthers 31-24, bouncing back from a tough loss. And I thought Carolina was going to win this game. I actually picked them because I like what Cam Newton brings to the table. You hear a lot about the run-pass option in Philly, but, I mean, the Panthers have been using Cam Newton as a runner since he was drafted. And so I thought that their offense was going to be too much for the Falcons' defense. But, I mean, they still put up 24 points, but Matt Ryan, like I said, had a really, really good
one
day.
One thing that Nick Foles is so good at is that run-pass option.
Yeah.
This is a tough thing to say, but I think he's one of the best at it in the league.
Yeah.
Because just the way he gets it right every time.
I think Carson Wentz is better. And we're going to talk about I'm going to bring that up here in a little bit. But I think Carson Wentz, honestly, is a better run pass option. But Nick Foles, you can tell that he knows the offense really well.
Exactly. It's like you don't see those mistakes that you would think that Nick Foles would make under that offense. And he just perfects his game.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not perfect. No quarterback is. But he's been playing. He's still playing pretty well.
I mean, he wasn't perfect this week either as the Buccaneers. Another win.
I didn't know what to do.
It's okay.
But
He's here. He's going to make more music just for you, Matt.
Yeah, I saw this thing on his Instagram today, and apparently he has a song on the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, you were showing me that. That's actually really cool.
He's
a character himself.
He's such a character. I watch all of, like, Loiter Squad and all of that, and he's just so funny. He's such a humorous guy.
Yeah, I don't keep up with Tyler the Creator as much, more so recently as I've been doing the show with you, but not as much
I still listen to Flower Boy religiously, like every night.
Just a rough guess, how many times have you heard that album?
The full album?
Yes.
Probably over 60 times.
Which is insane, because how long is the album? Like, if you listen
to
everything.
It's about 50 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Think about how many days.
I know, but I fell asleep. I turned it on at night, fall asleep at the end of it.
But think at how many days you have now listened. Almost 2 days.
I don't regret it. It's like 2 days well spent
two days
in my
straight.
Eyes.
I mean,
I'm just sitting there anyways. Like, why should I watch Netflix when you can sit there and listen to some Flower Boy?
That's fair. I don't know. I haven't heard the whole album through, actually.
Well.
No.
We know what we're doing next radio class.
Oh.
We're going to listen to some Flower Boy and work on our show.
Eventually.
What do you mean? No, we're doing
eventually.
That, like, tomorrow.
Oh. All right. So now you guys know what we'll be talking about next week.
Yeah. Callie's opinion
actual
on Flower
thoughts.
Boy. Watch her be like, I cannot stand
opinion.
This album.
I can see you, like, tearing up in the corner of the show.
I would be tearing. I was like, wow, that's really how it be?
No, I actually, like, when we're going to talk about something, normally I do sit down because I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I didn't like that, and then not actually know
anything.
We talked about this with Astro World. I went through and I listened to the entire thing, which was was it an hour? How long was it?
It was probably over an hour.
Which was very painful. But I wasn't going to sit here and diss it and then not listen to it. It was so bad.
I mean, I
so
listened
bad.
To... The only album I've ever done that with is the Nicki Minaj album. I listened to 3 songs, and I honestly couldn't listen to another.
Nicki Minaj is queen. She will always be queen. You know?
Yeah,
No.
Okay.
No, she is.
Yeah, she's queen.
She is.
I think we talked about this last week, but I want to bring it back up again.
Uh-oh.
The I Love It music video with Kanye and Lil Pump. Have you seen? They're like Roblox characters.
I never watched that still.
Really? I've been watching it like every day. It cracks me up to see Kanye himself.
I forgot to look it up.
Just being goofy.
I just, It sounds